Thanks so much for tuning in. This is the first podcast that I've ever done. I'm nervous. We have Tony Michaels with us. It's called Under the Radar. Tony, okay, I've never done this before. I don't get nervous. Is this weird?
This is really weird.
It's really weird. Okay, so podcasting, that's something that is new in the industry. Yeah. Not really new. New to me, I guess.
Yeah, just time-shifted audio, so you can listen whenever you want. And our Friday night show is Friday nights at 7.
This, right.
You can listen to anytime. And we're going to try to give some love to those artists that we both think should deserve more love that don't get the love they deserve on the charts.
Okay, I feel better now that the intro's out because I'm like, what do you say? Like, you can listen anytime. You can't be like, good morning, you know, how are you today? Like, okay, so I'm glad that that part's over.
Oh, good.
Thank you for sticking with me through
that. No problem.
No, it was a little rocky. Okay, so like Tony said, we're going to look at some artists that are still under the radar after they've been around for a couple years already.
And we'd encourage you to drink beer during this podcast. So we each brought a six-pack to the party.
Yeah, right.
A six-pack of artists that should get some love.
Well done.
Thank you.
Very crafty.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've been doing... Go ahead.
First, a little disclaimer. A lot of times, the charts you see are actually very political in nature.
Yeah,
and
unfortunately.
So, a lot of the background deals, and these are just artists that we think should get more attention.
Yeah, we appreciate them, and I think that a lot of the listeners do too. Like you said, for some reason, they're just not making it under the charts like we think that they should. So, okay, I'm going to start it off, and as you mentioned earlier, Friday Night Spotlight, we really get to know the artists a little bit better, I think, before the average Joe, and we want to spread that on to you. So these are some of the artists that we brought on to Friday Night Spotlight, which we do every Friday night at 7. We bring you brand new music. But one lady who is going to be at Anthem here very soon, she's number one on my list. And I think she might be on yours too, Miss Ashley McBride.
Ashley McBride is fantastic.
Is she on yours too?
She's not on my list.
Okay, I know one of ours overlapped, but Ashley McBride, and so basically what I did is I wrote down some of the songs that you may have heard her sing before. Little Die Barn Dahlonega, that's the first one that we brought from Ashley McBride. Girl Going Nowhere, oh my gosh, that's one of my new favorites. And because I know you and Candace were talking about that person in your life that was basically like, nah, you think you can do it, you can't. But that song's really good about that. And then American Scandal. Talk about sexy. I love it.
And you left off Living Next Door to Leroy.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, what more of a country song than Living Next Door to a Drug Dealer?
That's
true.
That's very true. I mean, we've all been there.
In a trailer park, I believe.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was a good one. But Ashley McBride, what was she? She was on the CMA Awards a couple months ago.
Oh, it was so good. The ACM Awards.
I missed it.
Brought down the house, and I highly encourage you to see if you can search that performance.
I tried, and I just saw like a 10-second clip. She looked gorgeous. She sounded great. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that I don't understand why she's not moving up faster. I think she will eventually, because I think that she actually is legit. I think she's the real deal.
The first artist in my six-pack is also a female that is not getting much love. Her name is Jillian Jacqueline. We had her in a performance at Hard Rock. And now you said that she has too many words in her songs.
She's very wordy. Wait, is she the one? So, and I say that because there are some artists that can be a little too wordy. I get it. You want to have words in a song. But was she the one that looked like Beetlejuice?
Yes.
She wore her stripy up and down black and white outfit, but she sounded really good in
amazing
concert.
Amazing in concert, and if you get a chance to listen to her music, it's just fantastic.
Okay, so we have in our system Hate Me, If I Were You, Reasons, and Sad Girls from Jillian Jacqueline.
I'd say Reasons is the one that had the most chart success, and if
but
you get
not
a chance,
a lot.
No.
Unfortunately.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay, so my number two, what do I have? Oh, Russell Dickerson. My buddy Russell. He was at the Hard Rock as well.
See, I would argue that he is getting some love.
Finally, but not a lot. I mean, you kind of went in places. Blue Tacoma, he had that one out for a little bit.
Yours was a big number one hit.
Yeah, now it's Every Little Thing, and that was always my favorite from him, so we'll have to kind of wait and see how that one goes.
Lots of energy in concert.
Definitely. You said he was me, but in male form.
That's good. Next one I'd like to bring to the...
I don't know if that's good or bad.
The fray here is a spokesperson for Geico. His name is Drake White. His songs used in the Geico commercials.
He's a spokesperson for Geico?
Well, his music is played in the Geico commercials.
Really?
For, I think, boating insurance.
Oh.
But that was one of the most passionate concerts I've been to at Anthem. Arkansas native Drake White, someone to consider, and never has taken off in commercial appeal.
I've heard that he was really cool backstage, too.
I heard the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, now speaking of somebody that had a really good concert there at the Hard Rock, I'm going to say that he may be equal to Drake White, as you said, Mr. Devin Dawson.
See, Devin Dawson makes my list as well.
Really?
That's the one we share.
Awesome. Okay, so now we have, oh my gosh, he's so amazing. You can feel his soul when he sings, I think. All on Me, Asking for a Friend, I Don't Care Who Knows, and Dark Horse, that was my favorite. I did a little research about Devin Dawson. He's from California. Said he grew up like a block away from Folsom Prison. And so he loves the three Johnnies, Johnny Cash, Johnny Fogerty, and John Mayer. And Devin Dawson, he really needs to get some more love, I think.
I could see, though, when you said John Mayer, I can hear the influence of John Mayer in Devin Dawson.
A little bit, yeah. I think so, too. Okay, so with that, this one, he's trying to do something. He's a huge songwriter. I think he's trying to get back into the business, but Jack Ingram.
Oh, Jack Ingram actually recorded a Sirius XM special in our production room.
You're kidding.
No, it was probably, he was here 15 years ago.
I was going to say, it must have been before I got here 11 years ago.
One of his side jobs is he used to do like production for Texas radio stations where he was like the big voice guy.
Sure.
And then he had his own Sirius XM special, which was recorded in our basement here.
What is the deal, though? I mean, he had, what was it? Measure of a Man, That's a Man, Maybe She'll Get Lonely, and my favorite. I think it was because of the summer that I met
Wherever
my husband.
You are.
It was Barefoot and Crazy.
Oh, Barefoot and Crazy, yeah.
So those are good, catchy songs. And I think they did okay maybe 10 years ago, but now he's trying to bring it back and it's not working.
I think what you see with Jack Ingram, he was so successful in Texas. And you can make a business model just work specifically in Texas.
Yeah.
And you don't really need to go beyond the border of Texas.
That's true.
And so he's been branded as a Texas artist and he's done pretty well, but not the huge breakout.
Who else was from Texas, had
Pat
all
Green.
The awards? Pat Green, yeah. That's right. Yeah, and he's one of your favorites.
He is.
Yeah, yeah. You saw him.
I didn't put him on my list,
well.
Though.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, who do you have?
Okay, next Sorry, up on there. The list, this one I'm going to get chastised for a little bit, but it was about a week ago. We had a very angry texter when playing Thomas Rhett Vacation. She said, yes. Hey, what is this, a rapper station?
Yeah.
It's like, well, first of all, if you think Thomas Rhett and Vacation is rap, you are not familiar with rap.
Correct.
But this will kind of be in that spectrum, and this lady will not like the suggestion. Mm-hmm. Big Schmo.
Oh, my God. I should have saw that coming. Yeah. Why didn't I see that coming?
I think his music just evokes a certain amount of joy that I think this world needs. And I just love the music of Big Smo. But he had a little, he was buoyed by his time on that reality TV show.
Yeah. Well, he had his own show on CMT.
On A&E, I believe.
I thought it was CMT.
Maybe it was CMT.
Maybe it went to both. Yeah.
And but he's kind of cooled off a little bit. And now I think he might be going away from the country vibe. And it is a little closer to rap now. So
it is. Does he have a rap deal? Is that what you're saying?
I think he's hard to kind of put in one category.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Big Smo.
But he's still my wake-up alarm.
It's really
working.
Yeah. You would be like the last person I would think that would love Big Smo. I don't know why, but
okay.
I mean, you know, like right now you have like a suit and tie on and I'm like, Big Smo, really?
Yeah, Big Smo.
Maybe.
That's me.
Okay. Walker McGuire. I'm really pushing for these two. They were so much fun when we did an interview with them.
Didn't they break up?
What?
I think they broke up.
No, because one's the writer doing a lot of big things.
I think
things.
They both write one successful.
Right. Yeah. What? They broke up?
I believe so.
That can't be true.
Yeah. Way to bring artists to the table that have broken up.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have to look into this because they were so much fun. They had a lot of good hits. I mean, to me, they were hits. Till Tomorrow, 18 Forever. They were a fun group. Oh, I'm so sad about that. All right. Well, never mind. Apparently, they're never going to make it big.
Yep. Walker McGuire broke up.
What? What's the date on that?
They called it quits February 26th of this year.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Apparently your endorsement.
That really wouldn't surprise me.
So.
Okay, fine. Well, then my last one, and I know that they haven't broken up yet, Maddie and Tay.
The fans were shocked and confused.
I am shocked and confused. That's what I feel right now.
This is from Taste of Country. We regret to inform everyone we've decided to end Walker McGuire. We want to thank everyone for the support and for following us on the journey the last 5 years. went on to say, I wish we would have got an endorsement deal from Josie Cooper and Kesu earlier. Mm-hmm. We could have made this last.
Right. Darn
it. I made up the last part, but you know,
whatever. Oh, jeez. Okay, well, that's too bad. Thanks for raining on my parade, thinking that there's hope, and then, it's like junior high all over again. Okay, and then Maddie and Tay, that's who I have.
Oh, Maddie and Tay, I would argue that they're starting to break out.
Starting to, but they've been around for a while, too.
They have.
What, like 5-7 years, probably?
Although I think their sound has matured. I think that's going to do big things for Maddie and Tay.
I really love their current one, Die From a Broken Heart. So I think it's a little less about the relationship with the dude and more about the relationship with the parents. So I like that.
And my final one is Eric Dillon. Pushing Up Daisies, one of my favorite songs. We played, must have been 2 years ago on Friday Night Spotlight. And just amazing songwriter. And he kind of has that. I like artists that kind of have a grit to them.
Yeah.
And he definitely qualifies.
Definitely, especially with that song. Yeah.
That's good.
Well, hopefully you can maybe hear a few of these songs. Maybe we'll try to link a few of them, too. But thanks so much. It's my first podcast. I'm way less nervous now. Thanks, Tony Michaels, for coming in with us.
Good. Maybe another podcast coming your way at KSUX.com.
I'm so excited. Okay, so this was Under the Radar. So the artists that we think deserve a little bit more love. So thanks for tuning in.
Maybe artists that get too much love could be your next one.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them.
I like that, yeah.
I have a feeling that Luke Bryan might come to mind when he rhymes yes with yes.
He's got nice chiclets, though, doesn't he?
He does. He's got the chiclets. Tony Michaels, thank you so much. And thanks for tuning into this podcast. Hopefully we'll do it again.
See, this was fun.
It wasn't that bad.
No.
Yeah, thank you.